and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. Yes, it does. Settles right in your soul. Here we are this morning, folks. Jefferson State of Mine.
It's mine.
M-I-N-E.
It's mine.
It is. It's yours.
It's mine.
Can you turn Wynn up, or is that just me that can't hear him?
He's far away from the mic.
Oh, he's far away from the mic.
No, I'm not.
That's better.
Good morning, Jefferson State of Mind.
Good morning.
Broadcasting live from KCNR, 96.5 FM, where the music sounds better, 1460 AM.
Downtown Redding, California.
Really and truly.
Yep.
I'm here with my partner, Wynn Carpenter, our great producer. What's your name again?
Sue.
They're so
Sue.
Sue.
Yeah. Well, she's not here today.
Yeah. Travis Sue.
Travis Sue.
Travis has been a real blessing to us. He's been great, brother.
Thank you very much. I mean, appreciate it.
You've been doing this your whole life.
He keeps Terry out of trouble.
Are you like a plant from OAN or something?
From outer space.
And Richard Gallardo.
Morning.
Is here with us.
Speaking of trouble.
Yeah, boy, oh boy.
My middle name.
Mr. Trouble. The people call him Stones of Iron.
Yes.
Because we need the Indian translation in the chat room, please.
Uh-oh.
Stones of Iron. Richard has done something that I think that all of us wanted to do, and that is take the Board of Supervisors and make them accountable in Shasta County. And I'm going to start the program off with him reading the affidavit that he read last Tuesday in front of the Board of Supervisors.
Tried to
read. They cut you off. But yeah. Without going any further, my good friend, shoot away, will you?
Okay. Well, can I do a quick summary real quick
sure.
for the folks that maybe don't know what's happening? I arrested the board, county board, and the county attorney for four violations, the Open Meeting Act violation, refusal to reassess the local and health state of emergencies on a 30, 60-day time frame violations, and the last one, actually there's one after that, the fourth one is failure to release the state of emergency when warrants condition, because we've never been under that state per law. And the last one, which is the nice catch-all, is conspiracy to commit all the above. So that's the charges against them. But
now, you do have a law enforcement background. Do you want to tell the folks about that?
16 of my 21 years in the military was as a military police officer in the state of California. And, yes, I was military. However, military doesn't have a lot of laws, believe it or not. So I also enforced state code, penal code, health and safety, business profession, welfare institutions. So I did that for 16 of my 21 years. So I know how to read, interpret, enforce state law. So that's my background there.
So, my good friend, if you want to go ahead and read that affidavit, that would be great. And then we can kind of take it from there.
Perfect. I, Richard Gallardo, exercising the authority vested in me as a citizen of the United States, as a citizen of the state of California, and California Penal Code 837, do hereby arrest the following persons for multiple California code violations committed through act or omission since March 24, 2020. Joe Chimente, Leonard Modi, Mary Rickert, Steve Morgan, Les Baugh, and Ruben Cruz, who's the attorney. All of you must remain at this location until the citizen's arrest process is completed with a peace officer. Although in practice our constitutional republic is all but eliminated, its principles are still valid and enforceable by the people. The separation of powers doctrine forbids the executive branch from making laws. Doing so usurps the powers of the legislative branch. Any executive order issued by a governor that amends, creates, or suspends all or parts of any state law is null and void. Similarly, any action by the legislative branch in lending or giving its powers to any other branch is also null and void. Per California Government Code 54950, the Brown Act, quote, in enacting this chapter, the legislature finds and declares that the public commissions, boards, and councils and other public agencies in this state exist to aid in the conduct of the people's business. Notice that verb, people's business. It is the intent of the law that their actions be taken openly and that their deliberations be conducted openly. People of this state do not yield their sovereignty, that is the key word, to the agencies which serve them. The people in delegating authority do not give their public servants the right to decide what is good for the people to know and what is not good for them to know. The people insist on remaining informed so that they may retain control over the instruments they have created, unquote. Violations. Charge 1, Government Code 54957 Alpha. This chapter should not be construed to prevent the legislative body of a local agency from holding closed sessions on a threat to the public's right of access to public services or public facilities. You have all deliberately participated in closed session meetings regarding a cold virus, COVID-19, using a false and misleading pretense and calling it a threat to public services or facilities. To date, which was last Tuesday, to date, 18 violations. Charge 2, California Government Code 182 Alpha 5, conspiracy to commit that above code. To date, 18 violations. Many counties of similar populations have held few or no meetings under such pretense. It is not for the Board of Supervisors, nor the County Council, nor the County Health Officer to determine what information regarding a cold virus is to be discussed in closed session, and when, if ever, such closed session information is disseminated to the public. For the last 6 months, such meetings have been held with no reportable action. Delays in public receiving such information has undoubtedly placed some citizen in harm's way and places Shasta County in a precarious position of a massive class action lawsuit that would certainly bankrupt the county. Qualified immunity is not absolute. Charge 3, California Health and Safety Code 101080. Failure to review every 30 days the local state of emergency issued by the local health officer. Failure to proclaim the termination of the local health officer's state of emergency at the earliest possible time the conditions warrant. The most obvious example is when local resources are not overwhelmed by the emergency, per Government Code 8558, Bravo and Charlie. The local health officer's declaration was ratified on March 24th. 2020. To date, 6 violations. Charge 4, also conspiracy to commit the above code, 6 violations. Charge 5, Government Code 8630 Charlie, failure to review every 60 days the local state of emergency issued by the local health officer. To date, 3 violations. Charge 6, conspiracy to commit the above code, 3 violations. Charge 7, California Government Code, yes, I know, it keeps going. California Government Code 8630 Delta, failure to proclaim the termination of the local health officer's state of emergency at the earliest possible time the conditions warrant. To date, 3 violations. Charge 8, conspiracy to commit the above code, 3 violations. No further violations are specified or pending at this time. More are likely after subpoenas are issued and disclosure proceedings have taken place. Total number of violations alleged against Mr. Cruz is 36. That's charges 1 and 2 above. Total number of violations alleged against each board member, 660. The total number of individual violations alleged in this complaint, 336. You and all employees of the county are hereby on notice to retain all records of all closed sessions of this Board of Supervisors held in 2020, pending subpoenas to introduce those records into evidence. Any destruction or alteration of these records is a crime. I demand that the DA, Stephanie Bridget, recuse herself from these proceedings as she attended some of the closed session meetings in question. I demand that Sheriff Eric Magrini recuse himself from these proceedings as he attended some of the closed session meetings in question. I and many others are keenly aware of the deep-seated corruption that exists in Shasta County government and how citizens who have exposed such corruption have been, and here's the key, are currently being subjected to harassment, intimidation, and retaliation. I have put into place personal protection, electronic surveillance, and human intelligence measures to protect me and those around me. Any actions taken in retaliation against me or others will be documented, recorded to the cloud, live-streamed, immediately repelled with swift and surgical action if necessary, and used to pursue additional charges. I and my witnesses to this arrest will remain in this chambers, and that's basically the rest of the... That's basically it.
I've got a couple of clarifications, just so that people get it. One of the clarifications, you said there was 336 violations.
Correct.
Holy mackerel. Okay, the other thing, too, so people understand this, because that was very articulate. It was wonderful, by the way. Well done. Thank you, my friend. You had mentioned that the DA and the sheriff are to recuse themselves. Now, folks, you can't get that mixed up with the fact that they were arrested. They were not arrested, were they?
The sheriff and the DA?
No.
No, of course they were not arrested.
They were not. So this is a recusal, and that's I want to make that clear, because sometimes people are a little confused in that. And the last question is, you said that the attorney had 36 charges that he violated? 36?
Yep.
Do you have an example of any of those? Because that guy's, he's a bit of a piece of work.
Yeah. Well, it's his job as a county attorney to consult and advise all county matters, period. That's his job. That's what he gets paid for. So when he attended these closed session meetings too, by the way. So that's another reason he's charged. But so he has failure to properly advise them on these closed session meetings. He should have said, you cannot hold a closed session meeting regarding a virus. That is not an appropriate threat to public services matter.
Can he advise with, I mean, you would think he could, but it seemed to me like the way they were kind of playing it the other day at the meeting is the only time he would give advice is when he was questioned. Is that sort of his role, or should he, does he have the liberty to give advice whenever he wants, I would think?
Well, when it comes to law enforcement, it has to be an act or an omission.
Gotcha. Okay?
And at the beginning of my letter, you saw those words, act or omission. So he failed to tell them, hey, we're holding a closed session on a virus. I don't think that's ever happened, ever in the United States. Why are we doing it? And we probably should not be doing it. So he omitted his duty.
Okay, good. That's good to know, because I know that when we've dealt, when Wynn and I have dealt with our attorneys on the court case, they do offer their advice without us asking for the advice.
Yeah.
So with that, I think we'll go off to our first break, and then we'll come back with Richard Gallardo. Very interesting stuff. Also, I want to remind everybody that at 9:45, the California Election Integrity Project,
Yes,
should be in here. Patty Smith and Mike Smith, and they will also carry over into Sovereign Minds. We're all just becoming one big happy family here, at least most of us.
Well, we have
the people on Sunday. And another program on another channel that I can't name. Anyway, with that, I digress. If you have a question or comment, 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. Time has come.
For 51.
We need to get that done.
They want to change our way of living and take away our rights. This is our home. We protect our own. Now hear our battle cry. Sing it. Sing it. Sing it with me one time now.
State of Jefferson.
KCNR, 96.5 FM and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season with Operation Holiday Salute 2020. If you wish to thank our veterans for their service, you can join forces with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. The holidays can be particularly difficult times for veterans, and this is your opportunity to lend a helping hand. A portion of the proceeds go to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR 530-605-4565 and become part of Operation Holiday Salute.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Cool mountain mornings, honest work out in the field. Cornbread in my mama's kitchen. Daddy's saying grace.
Yeehaw!
Yippee-ki-yay.
Hey, we have a caller.
Robert, what say you, sir?
Good morning. Gentlemen, I want to, first of all, I want to thank you for your program and thank you for what you're doing, Mr. Gallardo. I'd like to thank you for having the guts, if you will,
Stones
to
of iron.
Stand up
Stones
and do what the rest of us wanted to do, as well as Carlos Zapata. My question this morning is, I'm a former Navy corpsman. I served for 5 years as a Navy corpsman, worked in healthcare for 40 years, and in 2012, I contracted H1N1 through work and was off work for 2 weeks. My wife never got it. My question is anyone going to go after Dr. Ramstrom for what she's been doing? I mean, this is a crock as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's a good question. There are people that are going after Ramstrom as far as maybe going after isn't the right terminology. The terminology is they're requesting her to resign from her position. She's extremely overpaid, number one. Number two, she's doing almost $300,000 a year with benefits and everything. Her and Ewert, between the two of them, are well over $500,000 between the two of them.
That's ridiculous. Absurd.
Well, the thing is that with people, the deal is that we have to make our voices heard. And here's the thing. I know that we have a lot of the restaurants that are being shut down. I mean, if I was those guys, I'd all get together and can you imagine your livelihood being taken like that? I know Carlos, our good friend Carlos Zapata, a lot of these guys just aren't even closing down. They're just not closing down. Lucky's isn't closing down. Dills isn't closing down.
I don't think most of them will.
No, but getting back to your question.
I think most of the small ones will.
Right, but getting back to your question, I think there's a lot of people going after Ramstrom. And you know, I mean, there's been all this talk about, she's got security and she got down the bushes and she feels threatened. Nobody has threatened this woman. No one has threatened anybody. Well, we just want her out. She needs to resign. She needs to go because she's not following the law. And the challenge.
Right, exactly.
But here's one thing you need to keep in mind, Robert. She serves at the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors.
I understand that.
And that's the issue. So the Board of Supervisors are the culprit here. It's not so much. It's not. I mean, I agree. She's taken it a step too far. But by the same token, the Board of Supervisors is the culprit.
The buck stops with
them. Right. I guess my question would be then. Or my concern would be, she's a physician. She's a licensed physician, and I would like to think that someone in that position, regardless how much money they're making, would be willing to stand up and say, "Wait a minute, hold on, this is not right, guys. You know, have a little integrity. I've worked with doctors all my life. I don't think I've ever seen anybody quite as bad as this."
Well, I believe she was worked for Planned Parenthood at one point. That's what I've heard. Maybe someone can substantiate that.
I'm just really upset about this whole thing. I love this county, but what they're doing to it, it's got to stop.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, my friend. Have a great day. And
all right. I appreciate the time. Thank you very much, sir.
Great question. Thank you, buddy. So, Richard, you know, the buck does stop with the Board of Supervisors, as Wynn said. And, you know, I know that your thought process and where this brings us to your thought process in doing this arrest. I heard you say earlier on the program before us, on Matt's program, that you gave this some thought, that you had another resolution, the Second Amendment resolution. You were waiting to see what the outcome was on that. Can you explain what happened with that?
So California Rifle Pistol has chapters throughout the state. We have one here. I'm a member. My chapter submitted a Second Amendment resolution. We did not use the word sanctuary. That is for legal purposes. And we presented it to the board in July, I believe early July. We gave them 60 days to look at it, read it, and if necessary, amend it to their liking to a version that they would pass. And we gave them till September 30th. And they failed to do so. In fact, they rejected it.
Wow.
One of our members, Gary, was in front of the board on September 15th, I believe, and directly talked to Mr. Modi and said, you know, you're not protecting the citizens. And Mr. Modi's, in summary, his answer was something to the effect of, we don't need this resolution. We have the Second Amendment. So he apparently is not paying attention to the laws in the state of California that have all but eroded our Second Amendment. So, Mr. Modi, please do your homework before you open your mouth. Sorry. That's just the reality.
I don't think he cares. I mean, the deal is that I think almost every speaker that goes in there, and this just, something needs to be done about this thing. He keeps his head down. His hands are underneath the table. I think he's playing with his phone.
He is. So once that resolution was effectively denied by the board, since my face was on that resolution, I did not want to jeopardize that resolution with this arrest. So once that date passed, gloves are off.
Okay, so if you have any questions for Richard or about anything else, 605-4567, 605-4567-530, area code. Richard, when you were discussing what you did on Tuesday, now there's a lot of people that have seen your video. There was one that was put out that's 15 minutes long and it's well worth watching. The sheriff came in back into the Board of Supervisors and everybody else was outside. I went inside and I heard what he had to say. They were wondering if what you were doing held water. And he basically said, yeah, it holds water. You know, we have to take it to the DA. And what's the procedure you're looking at now and what's the time frame you're looking at that you're going to wait to see if there's any kind of response to your citizen's arrest?
So the report is still not filed with the DA. The deputy had a couple questions of me, and he and I were not able to connect prior to him going on vacation this week. So the following week, a week from tomorrow, I hope to get a hold of him. Hmm. I will meet him in person to sign another document and clarify any questions that he had of me. And so I hope by the end of that week that the report will then be filed with the district attorney's office. At that point, because it's a citizen's arrest, I don't know of anything in law or regulation that gives the DA a time frame to process it. You know, when you're arrested by a police officer, right, you know, you have, you know, the speedy trial aspects of our Bill of Rights and the arraignment must happen, and I believe within 72 hours roughly, but there are some caveats to that. But a citizen's arrest, I don't know. And I have not seen, and I've researched, can't find it. I can't find a time frame that the DA is going to have to be held to legally or by regulation.
Were they read their rights?
They were not. They were not read their rights.
Well, you didn't get to finish it.
I didn't get to finish it. I didn't get to finish it.
It comes back to the arrest interruption by the sheriff deputies.
Yeah.
So how is that going to be handled by the sheriff? Because it looks like he needs to educate his deputies on what a citizen's arrest is all about. I know that, you know, friends and family have gone through the academy and they talk about that.
Right.
And there's a little bit of information in there about
so
that.
They have their rights. The board members and the council have their rights. In my original affidavit, the Miranda was in there in my original affidavit. So that's I have two follow-up letters going to the district attorney by certified letter, and that's one of the issues that I'm putting in there is I need proof that they were each read their Miranda rights, because obviously if they're not read their Miranda rights, anything that happens is going to get thrown out.
That's right.
So I'm sending all this stuff certified to the DA this week, starting tomorrow. So everything needs to be done certified. And I've demanded other things. I've also, in that same letter, I've demanded access to the closed session recordings, documents, et cetera. And I've demanded it that I want to see the evidence. I'm not going to leave it up to the DA's office to say, well, we reviewed it, and we don't think that it's good enough. No, absolutely not. I am demanding access to that evidence. I will go into her office, and I will review the evidence in a closed room. Because that's not, anything else is not acceptable.
Absolutely.
We have Mark on the line, and Mark, can you hold on, brother, through the break? We'll go through our to our break right now and come right back to you. Can you hang on?
Yep.
Great. Okay. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
life living off the land. Steady hands and a clean soul. It breaks his heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel it isn't ours. And wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red west.
Three60 SmartBed, your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing, and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Namaste to you, too. Now save up to $700 on select new Sleep Number 360 SmartBeds, plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
And though a river, life is older, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
Travis.
Yes.
You were dancing.
I tend to do that.
Don't ever do that again.
Yes, sir.
You can do it, Travis. That's for Sue to do.
It's all right, brother. You can do it.
Thank you.
All right, we're back, and we've got Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
So far, so good.
Hey, I just wanted to congratulate Richard on following through with that citizen's arrest. I think that's fantastic. But I want to correct one misconception that a lot of people have. You don't have to Mirandize anyone that you arrest as long as you don't ask them any questions. In other words, the point of Miranda is to reinforce the fact that you have the right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present before any questioning. If you can't afford one, one will be appointed for you. But it all goes back to whether the arresting officer is going to question the suspect. If you don't ask them any questions, if you don't enter into any non-consensual conversation with them, then you don't have to Mirandize anybody. And there is another misconception, how much power the arresting officer has over the judicial branch, and that is zero. So if the district attorney prosecutes, they prosecute. If they don't prosecute, they don't prosecute. And here's the problem. It's not up to the arresting officer to make sure that everybody gets theirs in the end. That's not how our system works. The officer arrests the suspect, and he hands them over to the justice system. And it is up to the justice system to see that justice is done, not the arresting officer. And unfortunately, in our lives, everybody, there are times when you arrest the suspect and you hand him over to the courts, knowing full well the court is going to do absolutely nothing. But once again, revenge is not ours, it is the Lord's. It's not ours to say who gets theirs and who doesn't get theirs. And as the arresting officer, you've done your bit. Now, you can follow through as a citizen to try to ensure that justice is done, but you did your part, and you need to do your certs of arrest and show up for any action that takes place in order to testify to the facts and evidence that you're aware of. That's all the responsibility of the arresting officer. That's where it ends. And unfortunately, here's our problem. In this society, we've abdicated law, we've abdicated God, we've abdicated morality, up is down, good is bad, black is white, white is black. And that's how the government of California has chosen to conduct its business. And quite frankly, that's what we need to change. And I believe that Richard's arrest was a very good opening shot to change that. But what I'm asking the listeners here is, what are you going to do to make sure that something happens over that? You know, it's not up to Richard to carry the bucket of water and make the DA do this and make the DA do that. No, it is up to the voters who put the DA in his chair to do that. Now, 50,000 of you showed up in front of the courthouse and demanded that that city council be prosecuted or the board be prosecuted. Well, then you got something going there, and the DA would probably give in to public pressure, just like the DAs of all the Democratic cities that let them burn gave in to public pressure and arrested innocent peace officers for just doing their job. Public pressure does have an impact, but yep. It's not up to Richard to carry the bucket alone. Now it is up to the people to step in and say how you want to live.
Yeah, we do have a call to action in place, Mark. Emails, letters, phone calls to the DA's office with people's true-to-heart comments, whether they approve or don't approve of the citizen's arrest. We have a call to action, and I'm hearing, obviously, from a lot of people since Tuesday, and the district attorney's office is being flooded right now. So please, people, thank you so much, but we need to keep it up.
Need to keep it up, and also, you know,
double
Mark
down.
Makes, yeah,
double
Mark,
down.
Double down. Mark makes a really good point. You know, we need to be standing up. We do have a lot of people that faithfully go to the Board of Supervisors, but again, it always seems to go back to being the same people that go back. You know, we need to have other people walk up there and voice their disdain over what the Board of Supervisors is doing. He's absolutely right about that. The call to action, Richard, can you have that information with you on the phone number and all that stuff?
The phone number of the DA is 245-6300. I do not give me a second and I can look up her address. Her email, you can either email to districtattorney@co.shasta.ca.us, or her government email is sbridgett, at the same suffix, but I don't have the street address at this moment. But any way you can contact that office.
Now, since she has recused herself, or you've asked her to recuse herself,
yes.
She still has some sort of obligation. Yes? No?
She has limited obligation as okay. A supervisor in that office. So she should be once she gets the report. Again, it's going to be probably 2 weeks.
Okay.
Once she gets it, her job then, once she receives those words in my letter that says I demand the recusal of, as soon as she reads that, she should, I say should, stop. And then hand it off to a deputy district attorney. And then other than cursory supervisory duties, she should have no further input into that entire process. And that is to maintain, obviously, the integrity of the process and to protect her, frankly, because if she puts her hands into this, that could jeopardize her position and or her license.
We have another call on the line. Nick, what say you, sir?
Oh, well, I wanted to talk about Karen Randstrom for a minute. I didn't want to interrupt the flow. You know, it occurred to me last night, I started wondering whose place she took, because they just hired her within the last year. And the fact of the matter is, they created a spot for her. I'm on Transparent California right now. She is the second highest paid in the county, and her title is health officer. I went down 100 spaces, and there's no other health officer. I went back to last year, and there's no health officer. It appears to me that the supervisors hired her to be, what, a gunslinger to tell us what to do and what we can't do because they don't have the fortitude to tell us themselves.
It sounds to me like somebody has either their radio on in the background or they've got the program on.
Did you hear
the
what I had to say? Did it come across?
It came across for us. I don't know how it came across the air, but...
Okay, Karen Ranstrom is a office.
It's a new position. Yeah, we Mm-hmm.
By the supervisors to tell us what we can do and what we can't do because they don't have the balls to stand up and say it themselves.
Yeah, that's true. And the jurisdiction, again, you know, is our as a previous caller called in and we discussed that. The jurisdiction of over what she does is basically the Board of Supervisors. They're her boss. In fact, Joe Comente came on Free Fire Radio and stated that. And then that's as far as it went. Well, yeah, she does answer to us. And then it went off onto something else. I mean, I would think
yeah,
that would have been...
Yeah, but they're hiring somebody else to tell it because they don't want to take the pressure themselves. It's just like when they told the health workers they had to take a flu shot and wear a mask. Joe Comente said... They would like to put the onus off on the health care facilities. In other words, they don't want to be mentioned. They want to make the rules, but they don't want to stand behind them. That's my opinion, and that's why they hired Karen Ranstrom.
Well, yeah. I mean, that and probably the state was giving them money to it.
Well, you have to have a scapegoat of some sort. Yeah.
Well, that's Karen Ranstrom. For the record, Searchlight, it used to be Carol Ferguson.
You know, I think that there had to be somebody medically, because I don't think E-Wert is medical. And the way I understood it from Dr. Danuka, I could be wrong, but the way I understood it is that they had to have somebody in that position, or that position, we had to have that position. How far back did you go and look to see whether we had a health officer or not? How far back did you go?
I went to 2018.
Oh, okay. You may want to go back maybe a little further. I'm not saying that. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and at least we do know that we didn't have a health officer for the last couple of years anyway until she got hired. But I wonder, that'd be nice to hear about how that came about. And Richard has a thought on that. Go ahead, Richard.
It seems to me when you hire somebody at over $250,000, $300,000 a year, that they're replacing somebody. You just don't create a job and give them that kind of money, in my opinion.
Well, yeah. And Richard has a point on that. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay, well, I'm going to go. Thanks, fellas.
Thank you, Nick.
Okay, real quick, because I'm almost out of time. One of the recent board meetings, it may have been September 15th, Modi and you were just talking back and forth during open session about we're basically creating a whole new bureaucracy in this county and how are we going to pay for it. So, yeah, that's very interesting. From this point on, how are we going to pay for that?
Well, we came
Can
up
I
with
say that again? How are we going to pay
they're
for that?
They're going to pay for it by losing their positions when they're
We have a whole new bureaucracy that's been created due to COVID, and it's not going anywhere.
They need to be voted out, and they need to be recalled.
Okay, and I need 1 minute to summarize before my time's up, guys.
Well, your time isn't up. Where's your time up?
Quarter till.
You're still okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Anyway, we can bring in our other guest and, you know, I want to give you a good 5 minutes before we have to go. And I've got a question about that. Now, you were saying that, with the money, what about the money? Well, we just gave the sheriff's department. And again, I want to state that the sheriff's deputies needed a raise. They are really underpaid and woefully overworked. So this isn't about the raise they got. Normally it would be 3% for 3 years, 3%, 3%, 3%, a 9% raise. Well, they've got a pay increase of 9%, 9%, 9%, 27%. This is from the same county, Joe Comente, and the same county that was crying that they didn't have any money, just complaining they didn't have any money, and saying, oh my gosh, we don't have any money, and all of a sudden they come up with money for a tremendous raise. Now again, this has nothing to do with whether these guys deserve it or not. They deserve it. That's not the point. Point is that where'd we come up with the money? Where'd the money come from? It's just like with the city of Reading. They just gave their attorney, the city attorney and the assistant city attorney, a 10% raise. Where did the money come from? Mayor McElvain was on a Carl Botts program, I believe it was Thursday, and he's on the program, and he's talking about how Reading is plush. We don't have anything to worry about with unfunded liability. And then we go back another 6 or 8 months, and in Measure A, they were absolutely begging for money for more police and everything. Well, we have all this money. Where's all the money coming from? Well, I asked Mayor McElvain that question. I said, well, you know, if we have all this money, why were you guys asking for money from, you know, for police, et cetera? And he said, well, you know, if the county was going to get that money, we would want our fair share of it. It's like, come on, guys.
No, if the county's getting the money and they can give their deputies a raise, they need the Reading Police Department to get a raise on top of it. That's where
it's called parity. It's called parity.
Yep, that's what happens.
Well, we'll go off to our break here, and then let's do that because I don't know, folks. Time to wake up. Time has come.
For 51.
My goodness, let's get it done.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Shotgun. I'm talking about Shotgun. We're here with Richard Glardo. I'm talking about Little Shotguns. We're here with Patty Smith from the Election Integrity Project. How are you, my dear?
Thank you. Election Integrity Project, California.
California, oh, yes.
You wanted me to add that.
We have to add the California at the end.
We have to add it now.
Yep.
Okay.
Keep everybody out of trouble.
Well, we kind of had an issue, so we are now Election Integrity Project, California.
That's going to be my first question, but we're going to let Richard wrap it up here. You got a couple of minutes there, buddy. You want to wrap up what you got?
Yeah, real quick. So we're trying to get this word out nationwide. Obviously, these issues are happening nationwide. And I've seen videos over the last 6 months where people have presented, I don't know what the legal term is for some of these documents. They're kind of like quasi-citizen's arrest type procedures that I've seen online a couple of times. But they weren't, by verbiage, citizens' arrests. So, anyways, you know, there's people around the country that they're scratching at the door. They're scratching at the door. How do we hold our officials accountable? So we're trying to get what happened here out nationwide and hopefully get all of our the officials that are maybe subject to arrest, depending on your state laws. They need to start quaking in their boots because the people are scratching at the door. If anybody wants to copy my affidavit that I read today, please email me, rjgallardo, G-A-L-L-A-R-D-O, at hotmail.com. put request affidavit in the subject line. Thank you, Terry.
Perfect.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for coming on, Richard. Yep. Appreciate it. And,
you're a patriot.
Speaking the truth and getting it out
yes,
there for everybody.
Yes, the people's man, Stones of Iron.
Indian name, Pebbles of Titanium.
Oh, no.
Pebbles of Titanium. No. Oh, man, I like Stones of Iron better. Pebbles of Titanium. Oh, when? It's too early in the morning for that.
It is, sorry.
So we're here with Patty Smith, and she is from the Election Integrity Project of California. And you were saying that you changed your name, and I'd like to hear why that is and what the deal is on that.
Well, we have been Election Integrity Project for years, around 10 years. And somebody else started using that name and would not stop using that. And so now we are Election Integrity Project California.
Gotcha.
So you had to change your name, even though you had it for 10 years and some jackwagon hijacked it. So
yes, but I won't be the one to divulge that. I mean, that's been in the works for a couple years. And
that's the way it always works.
And sometimes we've run into a problem because, you know, we have our envelopes out there. We need donations. It's all volunteer-based. And I mean, we buy voter rolls hours and hours. They are spending 15 to 18 hours a day now, right now, working
wow.
on processing paperwork and, you know, getting people in for their trainings. And we were finding out that we were not getting the donations that were intended for us because it was going to the other organization.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Yes. That's they thought they were donating to us, but it actually wasn't.
Oh, wow.
But right now, we're doing our Zoom training. We're doing the trainings over Zoom,
mm-hmm.
thanks to the virus. And we've trained over 1,000 people.
Sweet.
And I shouldn't say we. Ruth Weiss has been doing the Zoom trainings. And
okay.
Linda's been on some of that. And it's phenomenal. But, okay, so we have had Bob Holsinger stepped up to the plate in Shasta County. Thank you, Lord, and Bob, for taking that responsibility on. And he's talked to a couple people that are willing to help me in Tehama County because I've only had one volunteer.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it's like, we understand. Everybody's busy.
Busy.
And
yeah,
life
but how
goes
important
on.
Is this? I mean, goodness gracious,
well,
how important is this?
Well, this is the most important election of our
yes,
lifetime.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And we need people.
You know, I want everybody to know that Patty is not going to be on just for 5 or 6 minutes here. She's going to be on Sovereign Minds for the whole 2 hours, I believe. And you need to stay tuned. And we wanted to bring her into our program earlier, so you folks out there can email, call, text, do whatever you need to do, because Patty is going to tell us all this great stuff we need to know about elections. She's going to tell us all we need to know about whether we can vote in person, whether we can't. She's going to clear up all that confusion. So it's really, really important that you call and ask our questions at 605-4567, 530-605-4567.
And on the chat room. You can get on the chat room, go live to the KCNR1460.com, and then where it says listen live, you can listen, or you can go to live chat. Click on the live chat, and then you'll be in the chat room, and you can ask your questions that way, too.
And Mark and Linda are very good about that. Now, Patty also works with her husband, Mike Smith, and Mike is a wonderful guy. These two have been working their butts off for liberty for years and years and years. Wonderful people, true patriots, and great, great leaders. And they've earned that leadership, and they've earned that by the hard work that they do. Mike also is the writer of Jefferson's State of Mind, beautiful song, and a lot of other songs. Great musician, great writer.
Mine,
yes.
No, he doesn't say mine on the song.
Yes, he does.
He does, too.
Does he?
Yes.
You've been sitting on that bar stool too long.
Well, that was the other song.
I know.
You know what song we're talking about?
Mm-hmm. She does. If anybody does, she does.
Are you sleepy, sweetie?
Yes.
Well, I think we've got some coffee we'll make out there.
I've got some
right here.
You've got
some. Okay, great.
Patty, I have a quick question. How does anybody donate if they want to do that? Is it online, mail?
Yes.
How do people send their contributions to you so that you make sure that you get it, or they make sure you get it?
They can go online at www.eip-ca.com, and there is a donate button there.
Okay.
And I guess I shouldn't say dash. It's a hyphen.
Okay, that's right. A hyphen, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one more time.
eip-ca.com. and they could go in there and make their donations.
And can they mail a check?
Yes.
Okay, and where would they mail it to?
You know, they could mail it to me, and I'll make sure it gets to the right spot. P.O. Box 207, Pasquinta, P-A-S-K-E-N-T-A, California, 96074.
All right, perfect.
And how did they make the check out?
To Election Integrity Project California.
Or EIP dot, or DAT.
EIPCA.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
EIPCA.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure we ask that, so that make sure we get the word out there, and we can talk about this down throughout the rest of the conversation too a little bit. So get it out there a couple times.
Well, then I can go out to my car and get the brochure and get the actual address that they could mail it to.
Okay, That works. Okay.
Now we've got about 4 minutes, and you know, you can maybe give us a short answer here and a longer answer on the next segment we have with Sovereign Minds. People have a question. Can they actually walk into a voting booth and vote? Can they actually walk in there and vote? And could you explain how that's all working? Because everybody's got their mail-in ballots that they believe is the only way you can do it.
Yes, everybody received a ballot. But, yes, there are precincts just like normal. We've actually added some in Red Bluff. And I'm sorry, I don't remember what she said, but they added like 5 more precincts. Good. And more drop boxes. Yeah, somebody yesterday was telling me, I can't remember where they said they went, and they go, there's a drop box in there for dropping ballots. And I said, yes, they've added like 5 more spots.
That's good, probably because of COVID, right?
Yes.
To spread it out. I mean,
so people
risk, lower the risk, I guess, of exposure.
People can go in and physically,
yes,
fill it out and get their little sticker.
Yes, they can.
Yep. Good.
They can vote in person.
There we go. And that's important because that's one of the last strongholds we have.
Absolutely.
In the election process. I'm always advocating for that. I don't like mail-in personally. That's for me personally. I like to go to the polls and see the people working there. And mm-hmm. I hand them my ID and they always say, oh, I don't need to see it. And I said, I need you to see it. And they're always willing to comply. So we have great people that run those here, specifically here in Shasta County that I've dealt with. They've been great.
Yes, and if you do wish to vote by mail, please just go to the registrar's office and walk in and leave it with them.
Correct.
You know.
Don't risk
and,
it.
Yeah, don't risk mailing it or dropping it somewhere else.
Right.
Because there are issues. And right. Whether it's the mail or the other chain of command, just walk into the elections office and drop it there.
Protect your vote.
Protect Absolutely. Your vote.
Protect your vote. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, we have 2 minutes. We still have Richard here. And, Richard, do you have something you can fill in 2 minutes here to a quick question for Patty?
Well, one of the many irons in my fires are I've been following voting laws and law enforcement laws. And I hope she can maybe cover in the next couple of hours some of the voting laws that have passed since 2019 and in 2020 that are negatively affecting the integrity of the true voting system, how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some laws still pending that haven't passed yet. I believe the governor has till the end of October to sign bills.
I'm not sure on that.
I believe it's the end of October, so there's still bills pending that negatively affect the integrity of our voting system. So I hope she can cover something of that sort in the next couple of hours. I'm sure she's got some knowledge in that area.
Well, and we'll have some people calling in that will help.
Perfect.
Because they have the lawsuits going.
Is Linda Payne calling in?
I do believe so.
Okay, that might be somebody's calling in right now. Let's see what we've
there
got.
There you go.
I wonder if that's...
Okay, well, we still have a minute left. We need to wrap up. Is there anything that either one of you want to share with the public for our show right now until you roll over till your next one? What's going on?
Hang on and listen. Our wonderful Secretary of State has just thrown out some new regulations over voting.
Wonderful, yep. Secretary of State?
Yeah. The party.
I'm being facetious.
The party never ends.
I was dripping with sarcasm.
I know. I love Patty. I've known her for a long time, so yeah. I get to read it.
Remember, thumb.
For 51.
And we need to get it done.
Amen.
Liberty now, liberty always.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.